It is one of the major products in the NT, and it's known worldwide. And look, after all, it's just a beautiful fruit, just lovely. You can do so much with it, whether it's green, fermented, dried, made into mango wine. it's a beautiful product, and promoting something that grows very well in the territory. Maybe bring a few more people up next year and get a few more people into throwing mangoes around.
How does the mango industry here help promote tourism for local businesses?
I think because it's only at a certain time of the year, and because the mango is such an iconic fruit, and I think you've just got to promote it the right way. It's the same as having frog races for the Melbourne Cup. You know, things are just done a little bit different in the territory, and you have to use what you've got at hand. And at this time of the year, there's just mangoes everywhere.
Do you get a lot of business during harvest period from the pickers and the people that come and work on the mango farm?
Yeah, we tend to have a few come and stay here. If they're in the local area and have time for lunch, quite often a few will come down for lunch. And definitely after work, they do like to come down and have a cold beer. Yeah, after being out in that sun all day, yeah, they enjoy a nice cold beer. So yeah, it's good to see them.
What do some of the local growers in the area think of your idea to have the mango festival?
I think some of them at first thought it was a bit of a crazy idea, but after tonight, I think we've had a great night. Some excellent, raising $65 auctioning the biggest mango off.
Where did that mango come from?
It came from a local farm, Bob and Chrissy Holmes. They've taken over the mango farm after Bob's brother passed away, and producing some really nice KPs and R2E2s, and that one I believe was an R2E2. So picked and ready for export, and I didn't weigh it because by far you could see it was the largest mango there.
You had a few mango sports. How does the mango rolling go? Have you given that a crack?
Yes, and because mangoes are a bit of an odd shape, they don't tend to roll in a straight line. So to get them over the line, you have to use a lot of skill. We have practiced it, and with the right flick of the wrist, I think you have to be something like a bit of a spin bowler to get that, the right flick of the wrist to get that mango rolling on the cheek properly. But practice makes perfect, so we've got a year to practice up on it.
What do you reckon the record could get to here at Crowberry Park?
Oh, I've no idea, but then we've also got the mango toss. So, and that's an underarm one, and the other day people were throwing them right the way across the car park. So I said if they could land them in the pig pen, that'd be good, because then we wouldn't have to clean them up in the morning.
What are you hoping this mango festival will grow into next year?
Well, hoping that it promotes the Mary River region, the wetlands region itself, gets more people out of Darwin and up from different areas, and shows just what a wonderful little area it is between the Adelaide and the Mary River. How many farms are out here? We've got quite an amazing community from all parts of the world. And yeah, and the mango is starting to become quite a big part of this little area.
Have you had a taste of the mango beer from the brewery around the corner?
Oh, most certainly. Yeah, it's not a bad drop. Yeah, not a bad drop at all. So yeah, just get out there and come out, enjoy the Mary River area, and that, the beautiful wetlands, Crowberry Billabong, Hardy's Lagoon, and the beautiful rivers, and beautiful produce, and our beautiful little cafes and that we have out here. Quite surprising. Yeah.